Alright, here's what we got going on. So I got two Scar Audio EVL-12s, Bodo 4-ohm on a 1-ohm RP-2000. I'll go ahead and show you guys that right now. There it is. It's monoblock. Wired a 1-ohm. I got one battery up front, two in the back. So I got it rigged up. Something, you know, just real quick. Fucking, it's not the best, but hey, it gets the fucking job done. This box is 230 hertz. 6-inch arrow port. See what we got in the back, but it's all zero gauge wire, grounded to the frame. That's how I got the amp grounded. Batteries, there we go. Kern County, yeah, it's a simple little setup. It's 142 as of now. That was with just the first two batteries, but now that I got the third one in, fuck, it's hitting a whole lot harder. So I'm thinking I'm gonna hit at least a 143, 144 around there, but yeah, let's check under the hood. So for under the hood, I got a stock alternator. Got a big three done though. Let's see. Just got aftermarket battery terminal so I can run zero gauge. That's about it. Grounded the battery, of course. Added a ground to the engine block to the frame. There it is. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's all stock for the most part. Two door cord. I mean, what more could you ask for, right? There it is one more time. Boom. Like I said, it's all zero gauge. I got 8 gauge. Forgot to mention, I got 8 gauge one of the subs. Yeah, that's pretty much it. All that thin wire, that's just for the switch to turn the amp on and on. Because my deck. Let me show you guys my deck too. So my deck messed up. I don't know how, but it does not send signal to the amp whenever it's on. So I had to wire it all to a fucking switch. I'll get them and shit. But yeah, that's about it. It's a Pioneer DEH 6700 mix track. And that's about it.